Marx. Minister, floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank all the 101, I think, participants for their remarks. And what I appreciate, actually, listening to the various remarks and looking back, really, at my third UPR process, is that we have benefited largely from the UPR. And through these recommendations, we have improved our processes, we have improved on our human rights reports as a result. And I think it's very reflective from many of the comments that I hear, because I can see and compare between many of the comments I hear this year and comments that I started with the UPR process. And I'm looking forward, actually, to a lot of the recommendations that will come, because it means that they will be actually our guiding light for the next 4 years in improving our record. I thank very much the various contributions, and I also realize that many of these contributions are more and more aware about the various tasks that we have and cognizant of the challenges also that still lie ahead. I'm especially also encouraged by the remarks of countries that are basically our labor exporting partners, because I think they are the best, really the best indicators of what we're doing right with regards to the issue of labor. And I'm very heartened by their comments, and we will continue, of course, to address this issue. Furthermore, I would like also to address two issues or mention two things. I think there was a comment on Penal Code Article 53 with regards to women not facing abuse in a marriage. And that actually has been revoked. Article 53 has been revoked, as well as we have remarks also with regards to the protocol on children's rights, and we have also in 2016 we have actually accepted that, but we will look at many of the other many of the other remarks. I'm also very encouraged to basically hear also the comments on what we have done with women and children. We have improved hugely, and a large part of this measure is actually the feedback that we get through the process of the UPR. I've said this once, and I'll say it again, I'll say it 1,000 times. I think this process, the UPR process, is something that we look forward to, and we consider it very, very valuable for charting our own record and for addressing it and improving. And I think this is what we are seeing as accumulation of the work of the last 4.5 years. I want to use some of the time for a couple of things. First of all, I will go to Ahmed Dahri from the Ministry of Interior, حول برامج التدريب لإنفاذ القانون. الأخ أحمد إذا بتكلم شوية عليه وجنسية أبناء المواطنات إذا تقدر تخلص الموضوعين خلال دقيقتين بكون شاكر لك يعني شكرا جزيلا